My name is Emma Martin, and this is the Lazy Keto Mum podcast. If you are looking for help with keto and low carb, you have come to the right place.
I am here with two very awesome chicks who have agreed to share their story. They joined into my course. It was October, I think we started, and the results that they've seen have been really amazing. It really just renews my faith in what we're doing here. So I thought I would use the opportunity to pick their brains a little bit. Heather, how has this process been for you?
It's had its moments that I've sort of found it trying, especially like one particular occasion when it was our 50th wedding anniversary and our daughter bought a really like loaded with sugar. It was a Pièce Montée thing, a croquembouche, I think people call them. And, oh, my God, sugar coma. And because I couldn't not have it, and I hadn't had any sugar for 3 months, and it was just, I could feel it within minutes, the brain fog.
Previously to that, you hadn't?
I had had no sugar. I'm not saying I hadn't had carbs, but I had no sugar. I was pure as the driven snow. And for me, because I was quite a sugar addict before I started this, that was really quite something.
So that changed for you?
Oh, yeah. It's changed, you know, what I eat. And I'd love to get my husband off, not that he has a lot, but he's French. So white bread, and he has sugar in his 2 cups of coffee a day. I'd love to get him off that, but I'm trying to find keto recipes that he's okay with.
Yeah, that's really the key, isn't
it? Tonight it was filet steak with fresh green beans with garlic in lots of butter, and he was fine with that.
You mentioned that you had a sugar crash, and obviously that wasn't, you know, previously the case. What's been the other big changes for you? What have you seen improve over the last couple of months?
My sleep has improved. I'm just having my second ketones of the day, non-caffeinated, of course. My sleep has improved. My weight has dropped by about 10 kilos. My waistline, and not so much my waist, but there's a lot less double chin, and my arms, my legs are thinner. I'm working on the middle. Yeah, there's been quite a few changes. And the energy, you know, especially if I have a caffeinated ketone drink in the morning, I'm like off and running. It's amazing.
Those changes are incredible. What's that meant to your life?
I'm happier with myself. I think I've never been grumpy, but I think I'm happier with myself because I know I'm doing the right thing for me. So I'm just more contented, and, you know, it's good. It's all good.
Fantastic. So, and the biggest learning?
Biggest learning, there is no wagon, so you can't possibly fall off it. You might suddenly have a sugar coma one day, but so what? Next day you're back on the straight and narrow, and you're doing what, you know, the right thing for your body and your brain. And, yeah, so.
Oh, hearing that chokes me up, because it is sustainable, isn't it?
Yeah. I hear myself saying to people, it's not a diet, it's a way of eating. It's not a diet.
Would you have believed that that mindset was possible 3-4 months ago?
For me, yes, but I'm finding that you get resistance in the strangest places, like doctors. My GP, I've been going to her for 20 years. She knows me really well. She's seen me through the gastric sleeve that I had in an attempt to get rid of the diabetes and lose weight, and I had fatty liver and all sorts of blah, blah. So when I said I was doing keto, she suddenly went, oh, well, I wouldn't recommend it. And I'm going, what? And then she said, but since your blood sugar has been really stable for a long time, it's okay. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, though, that's exactly why, one of the reasons why you do this. And this is from somebody who supposedly got the knowledge. So I was a bit surprised, I guess.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, that is a thing. You know, you Google keto and you're going to die, and then you go and talk to your doctor. He's like, oh, no, like your doctor did. And I think there are more and more doctors understanding it now and understanding that it's just about blood sugar and yada, yada. But we're kind of almost pioneering the it's a big ship to turn around. 70 years worth of misbeliefs and mistruths and what we believe as gospel. Well, thank you so very much for sharing your story. It's super inspiring and congratulations.
You're welcome. It's thanks to you too.
Oh, shucks. All I did was shine the light. You did everything.
Isn't there a song that goes like that? Shine the light.
We should make that our theme song. I'm going to find that. I'm going to Google shine the light songs. Like, it's as simple as that. I think if you shine the light for and go, this is what I'm doing, and you're brave enough to actually shine, then people are like, well, what's she doing? Why does she look so good? Blah, blah, blah. And I think sharing this knowledge with people is really important because you think about how many lives we can change. So congratulations and thank you so much for sharing. That's so generous of you.
Thank you.
Awesome. So, Narelle, you and I have known each other for a long time. I would like to congratulate you. Enrolled in a Diploma of Nutrition today.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Congratulations.
Wow.
You are awesome. That is awesome, isn't it? How exciting. So tell us about this journey. So we had a go at doing this, what, a year or two ago, and then?
So we had a go at doing it in 2018. So I actually attempted to start this not about 6 weeks after you originally started. And at the time, my health wasn't great. So I think I stuck with the process and I didn't really commit to it. Mentally, I wasn't in a great place. So I started and I thought I was doing it, but then I stopped. So I think at that point in time, I lasted about maybe 8 weeks, maybe a little bit longer. And I did lose a little bit of weight, but I hit that set point. So my starting weight at that point in time was the heaviest I'd ever been. And so I lost, I think I lost about 5 kilos, and I hit what I now know was my new set point, and it just didn't shift. So I gave up.
So then what was the catalyst of you restarting? Like, was there something that happened in your life that you went, okay, I've got to do this and get serious?
There were a couple of things. One, if I look at me first, I was just starting to hit that menopause age and was just struggling with some of the symptoms and the weight gain. So I'd lost at the start of last year, I'd lost weight again and I was like, yeah. And I think I just finished celebrating losing the weight and it piled back on again. So that happened. So I knew I just needed to do something for me. And then at the end of July last year, my husband was diagnosed as pre-diabetic. So I knew we needed to make changes as a family. So whilst I've come into it much more keto-focused, both my husband and my son have come into it and followed the journey. So we've actually done it as a lifestyle change for the entire family. So it then made it easy because we all did it together.
What was the biggest learning? Like what changes did you make that were the biggest changes, do you think, or the most impactful changes?
Do you know, I think the most impactful thing for us was learning to read labels properly, then being mortified at the amount of sugar in food that we would never have thought before we came into this, besides the fact that I loved chocolate, we would have always assumed that we ate okay. Like so many other people, we really thought we were doing the right thing. But then you start to read labels and you're like, well, hang on, we're actually not. And even as a family now, like my 14-year-old is like, have you had a look at that label? Is that all right? Are you sure with that?
How's he been on this journey? Have you seen him like improve health-wise and brain-wise? And
do you know the biggest thing I have noticed for him is his acne. That's the biggest thing. But also, so Sydney has started on the Nat-like ketones, yeah, as well as just a really more refined diet. And it really has helped his, I think it actually helped with his recovery from his recent surgery.
Oh, without a doubt, it would have pulled the inflammation out. So when you say, yeah, acne, it's better?
Oh, much, much better, much clearer. Still gets a little bit, not as much as he was getting.
Yeah, that's incredible. I think that people are like, oh, keto is not good for your kids, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, really, keto is just clean food, isn't it? I mean, you're like the kitchen.
That's right.
What, how did you feed your family at the start? Like, was there any resistance there?
A little with some things. I remember the first time I actually went to make chicken parmigiana for the boys, the new way, and Gary's like, I don't think this is going to work. This isn't going to work. This isn't going to taste any good. And guess what? It worked and it tasted good.
The food's freaking delicious, huh?
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah. And I still bake up a storm. I do so much baking. And I tried the peanut butter cookies today and, yeah, they were a hit. So everything is still yummy and delicious. And I don't actually think there's been a point where we felt like we're going without, because we still eat really well. We just eat cleaner.
I think, and that's the key, like more fresh food and clean food. Yep. And so for you, this has become sustainable?
Oh, absolutely. It's actually now, I think when you were talking last week, you were talking about the unconsciously
incompetent.
Yes. There you go. That's us now. I don't even think about it anymore. And for me, so when I started this, as you know, Emma, I was a massive tracker. I tracked my calories every single day without fail, and I weighed myself way more than I ever should. I don't even track now. I know that what I'm eating, I just eat when I'm hungry.
And have you found now that you can listen to your body and it'll tell you what's good, like what Heather was saying about the sugar, and her body was like, mm-mm, we don't like that anymore. Have you found that's the case for you?
Absolutely. So case in point for me was Christmas Day. I make the best potato bake. And my brother won't come to my Christmas Day if there is no potato bake. So I made it this year, and I made it going, I'm not going to have any. I said to the boys, all right, because the boys are more, we concentrate on a bit more low carb for them, not 100% keto. So I said to the boys, go for it. I will not eat it. But lo and behold, it was there and it smelled delicious and I just had a little bit. Oh, yeah, no, that was not a good idea. Didn't last in the system very long.
It's funny, isn't it? Like I've never had that feeling before in my life where my body knew what was good for it and what wasn't. This is the first time ever I've actually, my body is like, you don't like that. I have a bit of naan bread and I'm like, ooh, that doesn't feel so good, like what you're saying about the potatoes. Yep. And I think the further through this journey you go, the better your body becomes at telling you what it doesn't want.
Definitely, yes.
So what's next for you? Like obviously maintaining.
Yes.
And it's obviously about now learning and teaching others.
Absolutely. So I have, through this journey, I have found that one thing that I'm just super passionate about. So it's about learning, because my brain needs to be fed information constantly at the moment. But it's also about pushing myself outside my comfort zone and knowing that it's actually okay to fail, but I've got to try.
There's no succeed without fail. They go hand in hand. And you're right, a failure is just a learning, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's like eating the profiterole stack. I can't even say it. Whatever that big thing is that Heather was talking about, it's like eating that. It's not a fail. It's like, oh, well, okay, I learned that if I eat that, that's what's going to happen. Oh, dear. Yeah. So, yeah, it is. It's a learning. That's amazing. So what is the biggest lesson that you've taken away from this whole exercise?
Look, honestly, I do think for me, my biggest lesson, it was kind of two part. One, it is that this is just a new way of life, but also it is easier if you do it with other people. You know, whenever I've dieted in the past, I've just dieted on my own. But suddenly if you get your whole family involved, it is just easy. Everybody benefits. And it's the kind of stuff that just has to be shared.
And that, I think that's what makes keto people so evangelistic. Because, you know, you get to a point where you've never felt like this before. You get out of bed, you've got energy, you're not on the food hunt. And it's like, my God, why doesn't everybody know about this? You become a bit obsessed. So, yeah, well, I'm glad you're both obsessed and I'm glad you're both here.
Thank you for being an amazing mentor.
Shucks. All I did was shine the light. And, you know, that's the thing. Sometimes we do have to get out of our brave because, you know, we're fighting against the norm. There are people who tear us down and go, oh, it's going to kill you, blah, blah, blah. But we know what's happening. We can feel that this is sustainable. So I think a lot of people that do want to tear people down, it's maybe they've had failure or not success or getting themselves up, and they need to kind of maybe deflect that onto other people. Thank you for sharing. Really appreciate it. Thanks for sharing, guys. Bye.